Hi everyone, get ready to listen to the Superman. The men of Suvarnanagari were very lazy. They only liked to gossip and tell each other tall tales. As soon as the sun rose, the men would tuck into a hearty breakfast and start gathering in groups. Then they would spend the rest of the day telling each other impossible stories. They came back home only at lunch and dinner time. Suvarnanagari had fertile land all around it, and if the men had spent even a little time in the fields, they would have reaped wonderful crops. But as they did nothing, all responsibilities ended up on the shoulders of the women, who had to slave the whole day. They cooked, cleaned, sent the children to the school, worked in the fields, took the crops to the market. In short, they did everything. One day, the tired women got together and decided to teach the men a lesson. Someone suggested writing to the king, who was known to be just and kind, about their problem. So a letter was written and sent off. The women went back to work, but kept a sharp lookout to see if the king would send any help. But many days passed, and slowly the women began to lose hope. After all, why would the king of such a vast empire be concerned about the plight of a few women in a tiny village like theirs? A month passed by, and soon it was full moon night. The men ate their dinners, and because it was so beautiful and well lit outside, they gathered again to chat and boast. That night they were trying to prove to one another that they were capable of proving the most impossible tasks. As they were talking, and the stories flew around, a tall and handsome stranger joined them. Seeing his noble features and intelligent eyes, each man wanted to prove himself better than the others and impress him. One said, "I knew the map of our kingdom even before I left my mother's womb. As soon as I was born, I ran to the capital and met my king. My mother had so much trouble bringing me back home." Everyone was impressed with the story. But not to be outdone, a second man said, "So what is so great about that? When I was just a day old, I could ride a horse. I sat on a big horse and rode all the way to the king's palace. He received me with a lot of love, and we had the most delicious breakfast together." At the thought of food, everyone was dreamy-eyed, and the story was greeted with a round of applause. Now a third man said, "Huh, that's nothing. I sat on an elephant when I was a week old, and I had lunch with the king in his palace." Before the admiring murmurs could die down, a fourth one said, "I was a month old when I flew a bird and landed in the king's garden. He picked me up lovingly and let me sit with him on the throne." While everyone seemed to be awed by these stories, the stranger spoke up. "Do you four men know the king very well?" "Of course we do," they replied together. "Our king knows and loves us. In fact, he is proud to have supernatural beings like us in his kingdom." The stranger looked thoughtful. "You see, I worked in the king's court some time back. The king had called four supermen to the city in order to repair a large hole in the city walls. As you know, we use the largest, toughest stones for building these walls. They could be lifted and put in place only by these supermen. The four asked to be paid in gold bars, but the king gave them money. But that night itself, they disappeared from the palace. I have been wandering the kingdom ever since, looking for them. The king has ordered me to find the four men and bring them back to the capital to finish their work. They will also have to return the gold they ran away with. It looks like my search has finally ended. I will take you four to the king, along with the gold you stole from him. And I shall be the rich one now." By the time the stranger finished telling this amazing story, the men's faces had turned ashen. What trouble had their lives landed them in? Together they dived at the stranger's feet. "Save us," they wailed. "Those were all lies. We are a bunch of lazy men. If you forget our stories, we will promise to stop telling lies and do some honest work." The stranger smiled. "So be it. I will tell the king there are no supermen in this village, only hard-working, ordinary men and women." That night he left the village, and the women were sure They saw a happy twinkle in his eyes as he rode away on the handsome white horse, fit to belong on a king's stables. The end. I hope you liked the story. Let's meet with another beautiful story from English Stories.